Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from Exodus chapter 24, the verses 12 to 18. Exodus 24, 12 to 18. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain, stay there, and I will give you the tablets of stone on which I have inscribed the instructions and commands, so you can teach the people." So Moses and his assistant Joshua set out, and Moses climbed up the mountain of God. Moses told the elders, "Stay here and wait for us until we come back. Aaron and Hur are here with you. If anyone has a dispute while I'm gone, consult with them." Then Moses climbed up the mountain, and the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled down on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from inside the cloud. To the Israelites at the foot of the mountain, the glory of the Lord appeared at the summit like a consuming fire. Then Moses disappeared into the cloud as he climbed higher up the mountain. He remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. We are thinking today on the theme, Modern Journeys with Ancient Maps. Modern Journeys with Ancient Maps. Exodus 24, 12 to 18 is like an old map for modern travelers, showing us how to navigate our complex world while staying true to what we believe. There are three quick lessons we can learn from the text. Firstly, this passage talks about the need for divine guidance in our lives. Think of Moses climbing up Mount Sinai. It is like us trying to find our way through life's challenges. We don't need to be on a mountain to feel close to God. Whether we are in a busy city in Europe or a lively village in Africa, we can find our own quiet moments to talk to God, read the Bible, and think about what it all means for us. It is about finding little pockets of peace in our busy days to help us see things more clearly. Secondly, there is this big lesson about being patient and obedient, just like Moses was. He waited 6 days before God called him into the cloud. Our world is all about getting things right now. But this story tells us that sometimes waiting is important. It is especially true for people living in places where everything is changing fast and always are colliding with new ones. The story tells us to slow down and trust that God has a plan, even when things feel a bit crazy. Lastly, the story paints this amazing picture of God's presence with clouds and fire on the mountain. It is a reminder of how special and holy God is. Sometimes in our everyday life, we forget this. But this part of Exodus nudges us to remember God's greatness in everything we do, from our personal prayers to being with others at church, and even in the ordinary things we do every day. So what Exodus 24, 12 to 18 really does is link these ancient lessons to our lives today. It invites us to think about how we can use these old teachings in our modern world. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can I find little moments in my day to feel closer to God and understand what He wants for me? Number two, in what ways can I learn to be more patient and trust in God's plan, especially when life is moving fast and feels uncertain? Dear God, help us to find quiet in our busy lives to hear you. Give us the patience to wait for your perfect timing and the wisdom to understand your plans. Strengthen us to follow your ways. Let us always remember how amazing and holy you are in everything we do. Connect our lives today with the lessons you gave us long ago. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.